It's a positive thing. It actually is furthering the gospel. And he's saying, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace. This word prior palace is the praetorium. Interesting. It is supposed that this might refer to the Praetorian Guard and not necessarily the Emperor's Palace. But, whatever. It doesn't matter. He was in prison. You know, there you go. It's like, to me, that's boring stuff. Honestly, when people start, oh, well, he was in, what year was this book written in? And then, where exactly was Paul held? Was it in the Praetorian Guard? In the palace? In a friend's house? You know. We know later on he had a house and so on and so forth, but, you know, he was under guard. And the way in which it's manifest is in the sense that his bond, he's not in prison because of man. It's because of Christ. You know, he's not in prison because he was an evildoer, though it be said he was an evildoer. You know, that's what they were, they said he, there was some evil he was doing. But the reason he was in prison was because of Christ. The reason he was, because of his, he would preach Christ. And he had appealed to Caesar because of the Jews who were trying to persecute him. For fear that he might be turned over to the Jews. Obviously, most of the believers at this time are still Jews, but still. Meaning the Jews who were not believers. That's sort of like, you know, a lot of times people look at that and they think, oh, it's against the Jews. It's like, no, it's just, he's just saying that because that's like, that was the group that was, you know, persecuting him. It'd be like saying, like, oh, the Catholics are after me. You know, I used to be a Catholic myself. Doesn't mean that everyone who, you know, but what it means is what it means. Okay. What he's saying is the brethren are waxing confident in my bonds. The fact that he would be in prison and not break, you know, testify to people. When they saw, he wasn't all like, oh gosh, Lord, guys, get me out of here. Get me out of here, guys. Would you get me out of here? But rather, they saw the way he was and it emboldened them to speak the word. And they weren't afraid. Like, Paul can go to, look at this guy. What he's suffering for the sake of the gospel. I'm not afraid to suffer. And then he was saying, some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife. And this always was sort of a bit of a thing as I was reading. Like, what is it about this that, like, you know, why would he say this? You know, we shouldn't envy each other, right? We shouldn't have strife. You know, he says, we know that that's not the way we ought to be. And he says, the ones preaching Christ of contention, which properly means like intrigue, like in the sense of, in fact, this is, in Galatians, one of the words that's used under the fruit, the works of the flesh. Not sincerely or purely, you know, not in a pure way, not for the love of the gospel, for the belief of the gospel, but I think in a sense he's saying, supposing to add affliction to my bond, is they think that but maybe by preaching the gospel, that Paul would get in bigger trouble by bringing more attention to what's going on, that maybe they would, that he would become, have a greater affliction. And the others knowing that they're doing it out of love, knowing that he is set for the defense of the gospel, that's what he's there, is to apologize, quote unquote, on behalf of the gospel. Make his defense. Then he says, what then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. Now, pretense means an outward in show, a pretext. Meaning, see, the thing is, he isn't saying they were preaching a false gospel. They were preaching the truth. But they didn't mean it within themselves. Now, to me, this is almost like Bible publishers, because a lot of them are associated with denominations. And I said that, like, people who don't understand necessarily, but spread the gospel, quote unquote. Now I have a great objection to those who think that it just means, okay, I'll just go out and say Christ. I mean, because if that's so, and even Orthodox Christians, which I'm not, would understand that, like, well, you know, that, well, the Mormons preach Jesus, and the Jehovah's Witnesses preach Jesus, and, you know, and the Protestants look at that and they say, well, there's, you know, and they have all kinds of excuses because they know. It's, you can't just preach Jesus broadly and just say, well, as long as they got Jesus in their preaching, it's all good. It's not. What he's saying is, remember, and, you know, consider the time in which he's living. Christ is being preached, you know, in a very simple way, and he doesn't necessarily go into the great details. But if it was a false gospel being preached, you can bet he would be very much against it. As he said before, if anyone preach another gospel, let him be accursed. Go back to Galatians chapter 1. So we know Paul is strongly against any sort of false teaching or false preaching. What he's saying is these people are preaching the truth, yet they don't, they're doing it on a pretext. Meaning they're doing it to try to hurt me. They think that by doing this, they're going to hurt me. And he's like, I don't care. Like, let's say if they're doing this causes me to get whipped more. You hear how much they're preaching that word, Paul? And you're going to pay. You know what I mean? He doesn't care. He said, I'll rejoice. I'm happy. And I will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what shall I choose? I want not. I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith.